We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Aurora police continue their investigation into an early morning shooting that left one person dead, four others wounded. Police say it happened around 2:30 in the 700 block of 5th Street. The four people who were wounded suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No suspects are in custody. It is a new month, and Chicago police say there were fewer murders in November compared to 1 year ago. 32 people were killed in the city last month. That's down from 45 in November of 2018. Seven of Chicago's 22 police districts had no reported murders at all. Police say the number of shootings and shooting victims went up year over year. There were 153 shootings with 180 victims last month. That's up from 160 shootings last November. Police say there were 458 murders so far in Chicago this year. The man who was thrown to the ground by a Chicago police officer in a video that has since gone viral is due in bond court today. 29-year-old Bernard Kirsch is facing a felony count of aggravated battery to a peace officer, along with misdemeanor counts of assault, resisting arrest, and a count of drinking alcohol in public. Police say they confronted Kirsch because he was drinking at a bus stop in the 800 block of East 79th Street on Thursday afternoon. Officers say they performed a, quote, emergency takedown after he spat in an officer's eye and mouth. A woman is suing a River North nightclub, saying that staff and security looked the other way while she was sexually assaulted.
The woman says security guards escorted her out the back door of El Jefe into an alley at 15 West Hubbard, then stood by while someone sexually assaulted her. The woman, referred to as Jane Doe in the lawsuit, says the guards were about 100 feet away while she was being assaulted. The Tribune is reporting messages sent to the club, its parent company, and its attorneys have not been returned as of Saturday. The woman was at El Jefe October 18th. She says she believed she was drugged there and that the staff knew about it. She says they wanted her out of the restaurant because of her deteriorating condition. Jan Coleman, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 29-year-old driver is in custody after police say he hit two pedestrians on Lower Wacker Drive on Friday night. That crash happened just before 9 o'clock in the 100 block of East Lower Wacker Drive. The man was driving west on Wacker when he hit the two pedestrians. The 24-year-old woman and 24-year-old man were taken to Northwestern Memorial Hospital in critical condition.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.